Before we get started with today's episode, I have a quick invitation for you. If your podcast is not seeing results you'd hoped for, meaning leads, email subscribers, sales, clients, whatever it is, I want to help you. For a limited time, I'm offering free podcast mini audits for as long as you hear this ad running to help you see exactly what's working, what's not working, and how to fix those gaps or those little pesky holes in your bucket. All you have to do is fill out a quick Google form, and I will send back a personalized video audit with feedback tailored specifically to your show. This will give you clarity that you need to move forward, fixing those gaps, those holes, whatever you have, to help bring in those leads and sales that you want. Head to the link in the show notes to grab your audit today. Now, on to the episode. Hey there, welcome back to Podcast First Marketing. I am your host, Allison Nitsch. Last week, we talked a lot about your listener-to-client journey, and one of the strongest buying signals your podcast can create is when someone binges your show. That is exactly when you know that it is working, and it's exactly what I do when I decide I want to work with someone, or what had me decide I want to work with someone. So today, we're going to be talking about how to make your podcast bingeable, binge-worthy, where people want to listen to it over each episode over and over, or not over and over, but one episode after the other. And I will tell you, you can kind of tell when someone's binging your show because you will see a steady, like I guess you can see that the downloads go up for each episode and you're like, oh, that's someone who's listened to every episode. But I also want to talk about what you can do to keep your listeners coming back again and again so that you are creating this bingeable podcast. I've had people tell me that they found my show and they listened to like 5 episodes in a row. That's when I know my strategy is working. That's when you should know your strategy is working, because binging your episodes means they are trusting you. You've made it past that discoverability. They're learning to trust you. And now listening over and over, you're nurturing them and you're leading them one step closer to buying from you. When a listener can't stop hitting next, it means that your message, it's resonating with them. Your structure is working. The way you've aligned your content is working. All of it is working in your favor. You are helping them get what they need or want to learn more from you. And that's what we want. That's what's going to build that trust that's going to make them want to work with you. If they don't want to listen to your show, they're probably not going to want to work with you. Maybe they will, but this makes it a lot easier. So let's talk about some signs your show is bingeable, and then also what are some signs that mean it isn't bingeable. We don't want to hear those, but sometimes we need to hear that that's kind of the road we're on so that we can take it the other direction. So let's start with some basics. Let's start with what actually makes a show bingeable. When someone finds your podcast for the very first time, you want them to listen to one episode and think, oh, wow, I like her. I like what she has to say. I need to hear another one. This is why I always say when we launch a podcast, we always want to start with more than one episode. I always say at least 3. So that way they'll binge 3 and they've heard enough of you to make them want to listen to more. Because one episode doesn't always do the job. It might have been that, I don't know, that discovery phase. And you're like, well, I want to know some more about them. And if they have to wait a whole nother week to hear even just a second episode, we might lose them in that process. So this is why I say we want 3 to launch. If you've never launched a podcast before, I always have you launch with 3. But here are a few signs that show your podcast is bingeable. Your episodes, they feel connected to each other. They build upon each other. Even when your episode topics are very different, it's very clear that they are related to some extent, I guess I should say. There's a clear thread. There's like this point of view, your philosophy, your method, it's all in each of them, even if you're talking about something completely different, and it kind of ties them all back together. It's like a Netflix series. I always say binging a podcast is like Netflix. Each episode gives you something new, but it still makes sense as part of the bigger picture. So like I talked about episode titles a few episodes back, and even though that was very specific, it's still part of the big picture and how to get your podcast to grow. So we want to make sure that they're all connected in some way. It doesn't mean that you have to always have like a series, but still
they have to know that the way you teach is part of all of them. I really hope that makes sense. I feel like that was just a jumbled mess of words, but making your episodes feel connected is a huge part. Another thing is that you use story and structure intentionally. People, they will binge when they feel emotionally invested to you. Maybe you're, because you don't just have to be teaching them. You're taking them on that journey we talked about last episode. You're using examples, you're talking about client stories, you're teaching lessons, and that starts to make all the advice you're giving them stick. And if you're doing that in each episode intentionally, I mean, it doesn't have to be word for word and exact structure all the time, but the more intentional you are, that really starts to make them realize, okay, I want to listen to more of this. And then some things that I like to talk about or say is that when you stay focused and you skip the filler. Now, I want to be very careful in how I say this. Not every episode has to be exactly spot on. I could have some random episode thrown in there, but there's a clear goal and a transformation, even if it's a short episode. Remember, your value doesn't come from how long you talk, whether it's 5 minutes or 45 minutes. It comes from how you clearly communicate what your listener needs. I think one of my recent episodes was like 8 minutes long. And then I've had some that are 25 minutes long. It just depends on how long it takes to get that point across. But there are so many, I don't want to put people down, but what I want to say is there are times when people will get off on the biggest tangent. Doing it randomly and every now and again, that is fine. Sometimes you have to tell a side story to get that connection to you. But it's when it happens consistently. There is a podcast host that I love, I adore. I actually love learning from her. But there are sometimes I secretly cringe inside because she will on her podcast stop and not take a phone call, but like pause her phone because someone's calling. And then she'll tell a story about why they're probably calling. And the whole time she's doing that, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what was she even talking about? And then she loses her track. And I'm like, that just needs to be edited out. But you know what? She's doing really well. So people love her for it. And that's just the way she makes a connection. But if you're doing that all the time, you might lose that bingeable quality. Okay, now on the other side, let's talk about some signs that your show might not be bingeable. If you are jumping from topic to topic and there's not really this clear thread of how you can weave it all together, like maybe 1 week it's about mindset and then the next week it's about marketing and then the next week you have a guest interview that has nothing to do with your niche, and maybe you can tie that all together and that would work. But if it doesn't have any real rhyme or reason as to why you're talking about that, that inconsistency is going to confuse your listener and it's going to make them less likely to stick around, because usually what makes them binge your content is because they're learning a specific thing and they want to learn more of it. Now, the inconsistent content might be someone who is just really likes what you have to say, but it might not be someone who's going to purchase from you. So just because they're listening to you doesn't mean they're going to buy from you. What I'm talking about is that bingeable quality that's taking them on the journey to buying from you. So I hope there's a difference in that you can understand. But another thing that could be a sign that it's not bingeable is it feels very repetitive or overly scripted. When every single episode sounds exactly the same, like they're reading from a script, but they might just be changing out a few things. Now, I'm not talking about the intro or the outro. That's completely different. Those should sound the same. It gives that feeling of familiarity. I'm really kind of talking about the shows that, I'm trying to think of an example. Okay, nothing's coming to me, but it's just very, I think you might know what I mean. It's just, you don't want to hear the same thing over and over and over. Now, you don't need to reinvent your show, but you want to have a variety of pacing or a different perspective on things, or even, not a different topic, but just something different that you can talk about that makes them want to hear something. Because if they're learning the exact same thing every single time, one, you're going to get tired of talking about it. And two, they're going to get tired of listening to it. So you want to give them a different variety of things, but that all still tied together. The other thing that I will tell you stops bingeability, being bingeable, I think I'm making up words now, is that you rely way too much on interviews. We've talked about interviews a lot on the show, this show, but I think unless you're doing it very strategically, too many interviews are not going to be bingeable because it's a different topic every time. Not every single one of your guests are all going to be talking about the same things. I talk a lot with helping you grow your show to sell your offers and services are going to be maybe one guest a month. I know you can, you may have two. If you want to bring a guest on, or not a guest, a client for a client episode or an audit or like a spotlight call, I've seen them call like client spotlights. That's what I was trying to say. That's different. That's not really interviewing a guest. That's honestly, that's kind of like helping you out. Like so they're just kind of selling for you. Those are different. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a guest who comes on your show to basically talk about what they do. Now, if you're going to have a guest on your show, I've said this, you should have it to where it ties back to your audience. You don't want to talk to somebody who's going to have nothing to give your audience. But just remember that when a guest is on your show, they're selling their services in a sense. And you're helping them do that by allowing them to borrow your audience. So if you have very heavy interviews and not so many of your solos, that's not going to be very bingeable. Interviews can be very powerful. They really can. But you have to align them with your message and what serves your listener journey. So if it's going to help tie in, let's just say that one guest is going to help them click to like, oh, that makes more sense. And now I see how, you know, Allison can help me do that or something like that. That's what you want. But random guests giving random topics, that's not going to help you. I mean, having one every now and then, absolutely. It's your show. Do what you want. But if we're talking about you want someone to listen over and over and over, if you have 12 guest interviews in a row, they're going to pick and choose what they want. And they're not hearing enough of you to want to work with you. I actually have found a coach I work with from being a guest on the podcast, and then I went over to her podcast. So if anything, it's going to cause them to leave your show to go to their show, and we don't want that. But strategic guests are going to help you grow and make connections. So be very strategic with that. So how can we keep people listening to our show? Once someone presses play, the goal is to keep them listening, not just to that episode, but to all of them. Now, maybe they're not going to want to listen to every single episode, but let's just say the majority of them. We would love every episode. But here's how we can make that happen. So you can do it a couple different ways. You can create mini playlists or series. I've talked about this several times, where maybe you take a month at a time and each episode is revolving around a certain topic. So most of my November episodes were all about the client journey, taking them from clicking the title to reading the episode description. And then I explained what the client journey was. And now I'm kind of tying it all together with how to make that bingeable. So they're not the exact topics, but they all relatively go together. So each episode can stand on its own. It doesn't need another episode to go with it. But when you've brought them together, you're creating that bigger transformation. So you can see how I've taken you from what you title your episode, to what you say about your episode, well, how that funnels them in through this listener journey, and then how we can create these bingeable content. So I'm not saying you had to listen to each and every one of these episodes, but it ties it all together to make this bigger transformation, which is we want people to binge your show, to learn to love you, to learn to trust you, to wanting to work with you. That's the overall goal. So it just gives your listener a reason to keep coming back because they feel they need more of you. They feel like they can feel the journey building. They can just feel like they know that they need more. They need to learn more. And eventually they're going to be like, okay, I have to work with her. Another thing that will keep people listening, and you may hear me telling you this each week, is that what you can hear, like what's next. End every episode with what the next episode is going to be about. So before you sign off, give them a preview of what you'll be talking about next. This is very key to talking about next. And that makes someone want to come back because you're kind of teasing out, well, if you want to hear this, you got to come back. I mean, even one simple line, like I'm trying to think of how I say it, but like next week, we're going to be talking about how to turn your listeners into clients. So you'll want to tune in for that. I think last week I talked about we've taken you on a listener journey. And if you want to learn how to keep them coming back for more, to binge your podcasts, come back next week. So it just plants that curiosity and it keeps them following you and they want to see what that episode is about. And another thing you can do is you can mix up your episode styles. I think I said this already, but bingeable content doesn't mean it's predictable. You can rotate between frameworks and from different stories, and from, you could talk about behind the scenes one week and then you can talk about an actual strategy the next, or you can just keep them very short tip-like episodes. But if you kind of like give a little bit of a variety, it keeps them more interested, because that variety, it shows that dynamic that makes it easier for people to stay engaged. And you take them through those different journeys, because maybe something you said in one episode didn't hit, but you say it a different way in another one and they're like, oh, that makes sense. So, I mean, think of it like your favorite show. The format's going to be, I'm thinking of Friends right now. The format's the same. They always end up at the coffee shop. They always have the apartment, Monica and, you know, well, it ended up Monica and Chandler's apartment, but there's different emotion with each one. The pacing changes. There's different storylines. There's just enough to keep you hooked. But I'm thinking like in a TV show, they leave you hanging. Whereas we really can't do that. Our leaving them hanging is telling them what's next. So it could be like the preview to next week. So think about those three things. Now, this has taken me a long time. And I've been in podcasts, working in podcasting since 2022. But here are some things that podcasts, in my opinion, they don't need anymore. Now, there's a lot of extra stuff that I was so gung-ho on telling my clients, well, you need to have this and you need to have this. But the more I'm getting into wanting to teach you to have bingeable content or bingeable episodes, we need to kind of hold back on some of these things. And this is because being bingeable is about, you want that clarity. We're not so worried about the perfection. And let me explain why. One of the things that I have let go of, and even explaining to my clients they can too, are the long intros. Those very structured, they play every single episode. I have a couple I listen to each and every week, and I know I have to hit the little fast forward button 3 times, which means it was a minute and a half. Listeners can decide in the very first few seconds whether they're going to stay. You want to get to the value very quickly. You want to say who you help, what the episode's about, and just get started. And plus, you may want an intro for someone to understand who they're listening to, who you are, if they've just found you. But the problem is, if they're going to binge your show, think about if you've listened to the same host like 6 times in a row. Do you want to listen to that intro every single time? No, you already know who they are. You hear that music, you know which podcast it is, and you just start hitting fast forward. Some people are not going to want to do that. If they really want to listen to you, they will, but we want to make it easy for them. So you may notice I dropped my music. I don't even add my music. Sometimes I will say I had the music at the very beginning, but I had a very short intro, and then I had music at the end just to let you know the show was over. But I am simplifying things. I'm trying to make my life easier. And when I'm batching 4 to 5 episodes at a time, I don't want to stop and have to add in the music and add the intro. I'm just making it very easy. So I just get to the point and I get started. And then I let you know the show is ending, or the episode at the end, because I'm telling you, come back next week. So you know it's ending. Because sometimes I've noticed that when I hear the music, I'm out. I don't necessarily stop it, but I know it's over. So most times when I hear the music, I know the show is ending, and sometimes I just go to the next one, and they may have mentioned something at the very end that I didn't hear because I stopped. So that's just something to think about. The other thing is heavy editing. Oh, this took me. I was a perfectionist, especially when it came to my clients. I made sure that their episodes were so perfect, so clean. And I am learning more and more now that you do not need to sound perfect. Now, clean audio, yes, we want it to sound great, but the connection is what is going to beat all of that every single time. So taking out every single taking out every single, now I will take out very loud breaths because you do not want to hear me breathing in your ear, but I am talking about every little tongue click, every, and then tongue click is like when you hear the or not even that, but like when somebody just like a mouth click, I don't know. I just couldn't leave it in. And now I'm just like, you know what? I used a script and I can click that studio sound button. Now there are some things about studio sound. If you used a script, you can always DM me and I'll tell you more about it, but it can clip you, like clip your sounds. So you have to be very careful with it. But overall, as long as it's not this squealy loud or you just sound so muffled, it's okay. As long as people can understand you and it's easy on the ears. There was a podcast host, it's been like a month or so ago, and she starts talking to in her episode. And I was like, she doesn't have her mic on. Like I could clearly tell. And I just thought, well, you know, I'm a podcast editor. I know what that sounds like versus when you clean it up. And it was just funny because then in her stories, like a day or two later, she was like, guys, why did y'all not tell me I didn't have my mic on? I uploaded the unedited version. And when you listen to the edited version, she clearly added it later. It just sounded better. It's not like she took out all the mess up. I mean, if you make a huge mess up, just cut it out. You know, nobody wants to listen to whatever. Somebody posted on Threads the other day that they would listen to this podcast episode that would leave in like 10 minutes of silence. Like you could tell they literally got up from the mic and went to the next room and came back like to grab a book. I'm like, no, take that out. Like just clip it out. It's not that hard. So yes, we want to edit. Yes, we want it to sound good, but we don't have to make it so perfect that it takes away from the actual value. Like I mess up with my words sometimes. I used to cut those out. Now I just say, well, people now can know that I'm not speaking perfectly and I fumble on my words and it's okay. Sometimes I make it a funny thing out of it. It just shows my personality. So we want Bingeable Podcasts to feel personal. We want them to be simple. We want them to be strategic, but we also want it to make it easier on you to where it's not taking you 12 hours to edit. I was taught that to edit an episode would take 4 times the length of the episode. So that's what I did. If I had a 30-minute episode, it took me over 2 hours to edit it. And it did because I made it sound so great. Now I take my 20-minute episodes. Well, I edit my episodes on 2x speed. So I listen to myself 2x fast and I can edit it in like 10 minutes, if that. Well, usually it's if a 20 minutes, it's usually 10 minutes because I'm on 2x speed. But just make it simple on your life. I mean, I got paid to edit episodes, so I wanted to make it seem easier. Now, when people hire me to edit, I'm like, look, I'm making you sound great. It's not going to be perfection unless they truly just want me to clean it up perfectly. I will. But my goal is to save them time when I do it for them. So, but overall, your podcast doesn't have to be perfect to be bingeable. But when you strip away the stuff that's not needed, your message stands out more. And that's what's going to keep people listening. So if you are ready to turn your podcast into that kind of bingeable podcast, a trust-building experience, someone who's going to find you, learn to love you, and want to work with you, and it's not just a show that people are going to listen to one episode and say, see you later. We want the people who can't stop listening to you. And that doesn't mean they have to listen to every single episode, but we want them to come back week after week. But overall, your podcast, it has so much potential. Potential? See, there I go. I'm not going to edit that out. Potential to become someone's favorite show. And even if you're not someone's favorite show, it's one that they have that they listen to every single week and they can't stop listening to it. And they keep coming back to hear more and more of what you say. And when that happens, selling stops feeling hard because you don't really have to sell. I think I had an episode about this where you don't really have to sell because they learn to just love you and trust you and want to hear more of what you say, and they want to learn and work with you. That's what I want for you. Okay, I have no idea what I'm talking about next week as I talk about bingeable episodes. This is sad, but that's okay. You know what? It's okay. It happens. This is the last episode that I was batching today, and I don't have any of my other ones pulled up. So you know what? We're going to end on that. So come back next week to hear whatever it is I have to talk about. Hopefully you come back because you just like what I have to say or you want to just hear me keep messing up. Either one is fine, but I'm not going to edit this. So until then, I do know what I'm saying last. Keep creating those episodes that move your listener one step closer to becoming your client. And I will see you next week, friend. Have an amazing day.
Wait, don't leave yet. Before you go on to the next episode, I want to share something with you. If you listen to this episode right now and you're thinking, I know my podcast is good, it's just not bringing me clients and sales, we need to build a strategy that does this. You're not just needing to create more content. That's why I created my Profitable Podcast VIP Day. In one day, we will build your client funnel, go over your offers, and then I will do my magic behind the scenes to give you a strategic podcast profit blueprint, which will include everything you need to build out a profitable podcast. This will include a full audit of your podcast, your podcast to offer funnel map, 12 strategic episodes with call to actions to your offers, a visibility and repurposing plan built for where you want to show up. This is all customized to you and your offers and your goals. If you want a podcast to bring leads and clients consistently, not just the downloads, apply now at allisonnitch.com/VIP or click the link in the description.